Stout Tom and Jack from Cumberland would travel up to London town, each with a pike staff in his hand, to knock all thieves and padders down, who might beset them by the way, to rob them of their present store, if faith they vowed to show them play, as having full 10 groats and more. With merry tales they passed along, till they did happily espy a stately building large and long, a pleasant river running by. "Odds waggers, Tom," says lusty Jack, "the man that owns this stately place, both gold and silver doth not lack, 'tis built with such a sumptuous grace. If I my judgment have not lost, when this fair hall was first built new, 40 broad shillings it did cost. Dear brother Jack, now what say you?" "Tush, fool," said he, "our landlord's house, which ain't so big as this by four, when it was built by good man Rouse, it cost as much as that and more. This stately building from the ground up to the highest ridge of all, I am persuaded cost £9. Your skill in building is but small. Since the first hour I was born, so large a house I ne'er came near. The barns too they are crammed with corn. I'll warrant you some king lives here." As by the house they both did walk, and viewing the fair silver spring, they straight did fall into a talk, what each would wish for if a king. At this Stout Tom his ears did claw, and told his brother Jack then soon, he'd have a truss of good wheat straw, on which he'd lie abed till noon. "The next thing that I would desire, I know it would my fancy fit, I'd have a lusty rousing fire, and in the chimney corner sit. And furthermore, I tell to you, if I was but a king, I say, I'd have fat beef and bacon too, likewise bag puddings every day. As I went to the plough and cart, I'd have a bottle of the best, the which I love with all my heart. What sayst thou, Jack? I an't in jest. New hose and shoes I'd likewise have, a hat and jacket lined with bays. Then should I be both fine and brave amongst the maids on holidays. Now I have let you understand what I would have if king I were. Tell me your wishes out of hand, for brother Jack it is but fair." Jack answered him immediately, "Since it is so, pray take the rest. What good things is there left for me, since you have picked and choosed the best? You know full well my lot was first, therefore I took this golden rule, as knowing if I chose the worst, if faith I knew you'd call me fool. But dearest brother, do not frown, your pardon here this day I crave. Pray let us post to London town, who knows what fortune we may have. As soon as ever I come there, I'll do you all the good I can. If they should choose me for Lord Mayor, then you shall be my waiting man."